welcome, ladies and gentlemen, with both caucuses back. We will go ahead and proceed. As I said before we left, we'll go to a subcommittee of the whole, move to committee, and all the while considering Senate Study Bill 1280. At this time, as chair, we've taken care of minutes. We've taken care of roll call, just to make sure we got our check marks done. I would entertain a motion to move it to a subcommittee of the whole. It has been moved by Senator Williams. Senator Lycum is a voice vote. Okay. A voice vote has been called. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Hearing none, it passes unanimously by voice vote. We are now in subcommittee considering Senate Study Bill 1280. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on the issue? Are there any senators who would like to speak on the bill? And today we can use our buttons. Senator Peterson, you are recognized.
Are you making opening comments on the bill?
What's that?
Are you making any opening comments on the bill or no?
I guess I didn't. I don't mind reading the...
I'm not saying you have to. I was just asking if you would or not.
Let me go grab it. And thank you. Okay, so with these here in my hand, now I can give you the opening comments on the bill. Senate Study Bill 1280 is a bill that would place into Iowa code a requirement that an employer grant a waiver to a mandate if a statement is given that it would be injurious to the individual or a person they live with or violates their religious freedom. If that happens and they are still employed or still terminated, or if a mandate comes into place, it does guarantee that an individual let go due to not receiving a shot receives unemployment as we have in the system right now. And then the final segment of the bill protects prior employers, making sure that the current formula does not punish a prior employer who is not the one who terminates due to it. You are recognized.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes on this because Senate Democrats believe unemployment insurance is incredibly important for Iowa families when they lose their job through no fault of their own. Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Any other? In subcommittee, any other senators? Hearing none, we will conduct the vote to move to recommend the bill as is. Is a voice vote. Voice vote has been approved. All those in favor of recommending passage of Senate Study Bill 1280, say aye. Those opposed, no. Hearing none, it is moved unanimously on voice vote. I would entertain a motion to remove us from subcommittee and go to full committee. It has been moved by Senator Williams. Voice vote. Voice vote. Voice vote has been requested. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Hearing none, we are out of subcommittee, having recommended passage of Senate Study Bill 1280, and we are now back in full committee. At this time, I would transfer the chair to Senator Kelker that I may be recognized for consideration.
Thank you, Senator Schultz. Senate Study Bill 1280, you're in order for opening comments.
Thank you. My opening comments are the same as I said in subcommittee just a couple minutes ago. I would entertain any questions.
Do you have a subcommittee report, which you just provided?
We just did this of the whole. We went to that one.
So, any discussion? Senator Pisciano, you're in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will the floor manager yield a question?
Senator Schultz, will you yield?
Yes, I will.
thank you. Senator Schultz, just a simple question at this point is there an expiration on this? At what point then does this disengage and it no longer qualifies?
Fair question. I do not know of an expiration. It would be for the legislature to stop, to change the law.
Thank you, Senator Schultz. Colleagues, just something simple, something here. It's going to get into the unemployment trust fund. I support the unemployment for anybody that's unemployed, but I don't, other than the mandatory, what the weeks are that you would get, is that what we want? Or is there some expiration, or is there some trigger at some point that we as a state or we as a body that we're going to then change and this would then sunset? I don't know, but I think it's something we ought to know before this goes into final passage. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Bisciano. Senator Mathis, you're in order.
Thank you. Senator Schultz, about the bill, kind of along the same lines as Senator Bisciano, how much do you predict that this would cost? Because we know, based on some unemployment numbers through IWD, they're able to budget, you know, unemployment payments. So how do we know how many people would be on unemployment because of this unmet price tag?
Are you asking Senator Schultz to yield, Senator Mathis?
Or someone to answer, yeah, he started the bill, correct? Yes.
Senator Schultz, can you yield?
Yes.
Thank you. Continue, Senator Mathis.
I don't know that those numbers can be known. There's multiple variables in that. Part of them is that we actually don't have the federal mandates laid down in we don't know how many areas they will do. They seem to be pulling them back as national pushback seems to be increasing. And we don't know how many employers will, before mandates, will institute their own. We've seen some. We don't know if many others will. So those numbers can't be known.
So doesn't that kind of leave you uneasy about running a bill like this if you don't know what the price tag will be? We usually run fiscal notes on bills, but this is unusual. This is a different type of amount, right? And will this increase unemployment taxes on businesses? What's the answer? Can I hear you on the mic?
Oh, as far as what your first question was, does it make me uneasy? And we've served long enough together, I think you would realize, oh, absolutely. It makes me almost uneasy as an overbearing authoritarian federal government that tries to force this down on people. However, when I rank the problems of the world, I have to deal with them in order that I see they can be handled. I don't want to have to do this. Nobody does. We're reacting to authoritarianism.
Oh, I disagree with you there. I'm not going to go into deep discussion with you, but do you feel that, let's just talk about business in general. If this is a large number, and we don't know what the number is, if this is a large number, who pays for it? Who pays? Where is the source of the revenue? Where is the source of the revenue coming from? Yeah. You know, and I know.
Directly,
I want to hear you
it's
say
the unemployment insurance trust fund, and the formulas rate the employers based on their employment and their termination
comes
experience.
Comes from the taxpayer, right? It comes from the business taxes that you pay into for unemployment, correct? That's where it comes from. So really, who bears the burden of this? Small business, large business? That's who bears the burden of this, correct?
That's who's going to have to be part of the formula, yes.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Schultz, you're in order for closing comments.
It is kind of fun to play with the numbers that way. I don't say that a lot for later, I think. But no, we didn't ask to do this. This was a long discussion to decide whether we should or not. we're friends of business in Iowa. We don't want this problem. I don't believe most of Iowa businesses want this problem. So this is something that's been handed down to us, and it's, as the state government, it is our job to protect the rights and freedoms of individual Iowans, and that's what this bill is trying to do. It should also be pointed out that the latest statistics that I see, when we talk about actual vaccination rates, I believe we have 55% of Caucasians, and I believe it's 23% of people of color. So we're protecting people of color at a higher rate than we are of anybody else. So opposing this bill is going to put those folks in some difficult situations as well. We're looking to protect the Iowa worker, the Iowa citizen. So with that, I am happy to move Senate Study Bill 1280.
Thank you, Senator Schultz. Senator Likem, record or short form? Short form's been requested. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed? Senate Study Bill passes unanimously. Senate Study Bill 1280 moves to calendar and as a committee bill on Rule 40. Thank you. Back to you, Senator Schultz.
Thank you, Senator Kelker. That concludes our agenda for the day. Is there any other business before the Commerce Committee? Seeing none, Senator Williams moved.